Okay, today I would like to speak to you about the minhag of playing dreidel on Hanukkah. Okay, so I assume all of you know how to play.
Yeah.
Just bring in a lot of money. Put it on the table. Okay, where does this minhag come from? You should know that a lot of the Gedolei Yisrael were very makbid to preserve this minhag. They would actually take time out of their busy schedule and play dreidel. Because it's a minhag Yisrael to play dreidel. They would play with their children, or they would even play among themselves for a few minutes, for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, once, not necessarily every day of Hanukkah, but it's a minhag Yisrael to spin the dreidel on Hanukkah. Where does it come from? So the truth is, it's not, no one really knows. It's not, it's really hard to find the true source of where it comes from and what it's all about. But Hanach Lahem Li Yisrael Me'enim Levim B'Neinitim, the oldest legend, this is cited in many Svarim. There's a legend, doesn't say this anywhere, it's just nothing more than a legend, is that in the time of the Yevonim, there was a Gzeres Hashmat, the Jewish children were not allowed to learn Torah. It was osur. The Yevonim were very, very makbid, were very strict. If anyone was caught studying Torah, there would be severe punishment. And Klal Yisrael realized that the survival of Klal Yisrael depends on Jewish education. So they were always suspicious when Jews would get together, especially when they would get together, children would be getting together around the table with an adult. They always were suspicious that they were teaching them Torah and not teaching them about the Greek mythology and so on and so forth, whatever, Greek culture and whatever, and other limudim. So they came up with a solution where they took a piece of wood and they wrote some letters on a piece of wood, and they would spin it. And the truth was, the Rebbe was teaching the children Torah, was teaching them how to learn Aleph Beis and teaching them various things. And just in case an officer, a Greek Syrian officer, would walk in surprise, "What are you doing?"
"Playing dreidel.
We're playing card. We're playing dreidel. We have money on the table. We have a dreidel." It was a disguise. It became the custom to play this game in disguise. For what they were really doing, they were really learning Torah. Now, the truth is that there is a precedent for this. I don't know if this came earlier or came later. Probably came later. Well, there's a yeshiva called Kerem B'Yavneh. Eretz Shulter is a very popular yeshiva, Kerem B'Yavneh. Who's the Rosh Yeshiva Kerem B'Yavneh? Goldvich. They have now all of a sudden a Sufis Marochis. He has a tremendous. He's no longer the one, the founder. Right. He's no longer here for a long time. He has a nephew that's a very popular Rosh Yeshiva in YU. He comes here and he gives the young Israelis Sunday night. I used to go to some of his shiurim in the beginning in Hebrew. It's one of the only shiurim in Hebrew. It's a very extremely popular master darshan. So. Okay, they had the name of the yeshiva is called Kerem B'Yavneh. Now, they took that name obviously from the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that
it's
it was Kerem B'Yavneh. Why is it called Kerem B'Yavneh? So there are a number of interpretations. The simple interpretation is because it was the first yeshiva where you sat in an orderly way. You sat like in a vineyard. In a vineyard, everything is arranged in rows. In rows. So until those times, in yeshivas, they didn't sit in an orderly fashion. Everyone just stood around, or they sat in some haphazard. They sat on the floor. You just come in, someone's giving a shiur, so you sit on the floor. They brought couch, they brought pillows, but like Tisha B'Av. You can bring a pillow, that's what it looked like. You bring mats, and you put out a pillow on the floor, and you listen to the shiur. And then when you get up, you have to step on people, just like what it looks like when you go to a Tisha B'Av on shul. That's the way it looked in the Beis Medrash. In Kerem B'Yavneh, it was innovation. No, we don't sit on the floor. We have an order, we sit in orderly rows. You should know, some learned that the vineyard was not necessarily in rows, it was in semicircles. So you can see each other, but it was done in an orderly fashion. That is a simple reason why it was called yeshiva, it was called Kerem B'Yavneh. A vineyard in Yavneh, the Talmidim sat in an orderly fashion. But there's another reason given, I believe it's the Me'iri, it's because it was a yeshiva in disguise. It was time of Shmat, where the government officials did not want there to be boys learning Torah, but they had to teach them Torah. So from the outside of the campus, it looked like a vineyard. There was a big sign, Kerem Biavne. This is a vineyard. And when the government inspectors would come, they would show them the vineyard. But in disguise, there was a yeshiva taking place. So it was a yeshiva in disguise with a facade of all of the trappings and all of the facility, all of the instruments that were needed to of a vineyard. So that's really what the dreidel was all about. The dreidel was all about was it was they were playing games in disguise when really they were learning Torah. And the Klezmer Rebbe, he elaborates upon this on his tradition, that it wasn't only for learning Torah. It was any time the Jews had to get together, even to the Davin or any type of Jewish gathering, there was always a concern that the goyim would come and would want to know what's going on. So like they had like a club to play cards, play bingo, right? You go to these centers where everyone is playing bingo, playing cards. That's exactly what it looked like. It was a bingo center. Tables, everyone is spinning this little thing, but the truth is, there's someone giving a shiur. They're davening shachas, davening minch, davening ma'ariv. It looks like you're going to play bingo, you're really going to learn to daven, and it was a technique that was used to be moiser nefesh in order to preserve yahadus, to daven, to learn, and especially to teach children Torah. That became the minhag. That's where it came from. That's the legend. And we remind ourselves of the Mesiras Nefesh and what happened and how lucky we are, fortunate are today that we don't have these problems. Don't take anything for granted. And therefore, it's a polite reminder. Don't get too comfortable in Galus. And look how good you have it relative to how much people suffered, how much they had to be Mesiras Nefesh in early generations to give us what we have today. Okay, that is the legend. Kvidlach. Oh, Kvidlach is another shear. That's a separate shear. That's a separate shear. That's another whole chapter in the book. Okay, but right now, let's only focus on the now. Still, in all, there's a lot about the dreidel. The dreidel, it's generally square. It's round on the bottom. You spin it with a handle on top, and it has these mysterious letters. Gimel, Shin, Nun, He, Goishna, or the other different orders of how you put the letters, which stand for Neis Gadol Hayasham. Okay, so right away, let's discuss this. So first of all, what do these letters stand for? So the simplest interpretation, they stand for Neis Gadol Hayasham. Now it's interesting, if the dreidel started in Eretz Yisrael, so it should have started L'chatchila with Neis Gadol Hayapo. So obviously these letters were added at a much later point in time, when Klal Yisrael were no longer in Eretz Yisrael, they were in Galus. And we remind ourselves of what happens, we have Neis Gadol Hayasham. In Eretz Yisrael, all the dreidels have Neis Gadol Hayapo. Now, what? All the drushes don't work, and we should be aware that there are many, especially, this really shows the difference between a litvak or a misnaged and a chosid. The chassid, nothing changed. We're still living in the Alta Haim. Nothing changed. That's the whole attitude of a hard, the real tough chassidim. They're very machped that their dreidels in Eretz Yisrael have the shin and not the pei. They're very machped. Nothing to do with the Medina. Nothing. This is tradition. Tradition is Neis Gadol Hoya Sham. There's a story with the Belzer Rebbe, Zatzal, not this Belzer Rebbe, the previous Belzer Rebbe, who survived the war. He came to Eretz Yisrael, he was a very old man, he was a Zaken. And when he first came to, I think, one of the first Chanukahs in Eretz Yisrael, he asked his Shamoshim, bring me a dreidel. I want a Minhag Yisrael. He's an old man. A Zaken Mufluk, I want to spin the dreidel. They brought him a dreidel. He looks at the dreidel. Neis Gadol Hayapo. He says, "This is not a dreidel. That's not a dreidel." And they couldn't find. Can you imagine? This goes back how many years ago? It's got back at least 50 years ago.
65.
They couldn't find for him a dreidel in Eretz Yisrael that said Neis Gadol Hayasham. They had a search. Finally, they found someone that had a dreidel Neis Gadol Hayasham, and he would only spin that dreidel. And they brought in the child who they got it from, and he told them that I use your dreidel, and you should know that when you spin the dreidel, whatever the here in this world, in Shemayim they're spinning as well, whatever that means. Okay, but what exactly does the significance of these letters? So we know in the Neis Gadol Hayasham, there are many other Remazim to what these letters. Now, by the way, you can say the stimulus. I don't know. You know the Yiddish better than me. That how you play dreidel. If you get, if it lands on a nun, no, it means nisht. Nisht. Garnished. Did you get a gimel? Gans. Hey. Shin.
Stel.
You got to put the money in. Stel. Very good. You, everyone. So that's what another. What the? That's what these letters have come to mean in our society. But let's discuss some other ideas of what these letters mean. Now, Nes Gadol Hayasham. Also, some of them, doesn't refer to Nes Gadol Hayasham, but it rather refers to the different. In Yanim of Hanukkah, let me just see if I can find it. Where I wrote it down over here somewhere. Can you hear it? Here it is. Some learn that it refers to Ner Shemin Halal Gadol. The Nun is Ner. Shin is Shemin, Ner Shemin. And we say on Hanukkah, Halal Gadol. The full Hal, not half a Halal. So that's another interpretation. Others say that it refers to something very similar. It refers to, and these all, like, I'm not just telling you Bava, I'm telling you what it says in like some very Choshva Svarim. These are serious Svarim. I can't even memorize all the names because I don't know these, I never heard of these Svarim, I don't know these people. So it's hard for me to tell you, to Makayim, Oyim Adav Hashem, Oma Mevi Gula La Oilam, but this is the best I can do. Neroi Shemayna Halal Gemar. Same idea as before, that there are Neros, instead of the Shiddish Shemin, Neros, Shemoyna, there are 8 candles, Halal Gemara, and you should complete the Halal. There should not be Chasi Halal, instead of Gimel being Godol, it is Gemara, complete the Halal. Okay, now, another interpretation, which is an interesting idea, just a lot of things I'm not going to tell, everything I tell you, there's something I'm not telling you, which, because I know it's not going to go off well. But another interpretation is Guf Neshama Shnei Hafachim. When you spin the dreidel, the entire kitroik of the Yevanim was to destroy the Neshama. They tried to destroy the spark, the spirit of the Jewish people. You can't do that. The Neshama and the Guf. A Hanukkah also relates very much to the idea where we sanctify the mundane. In Hanukkah, there's no requirement to have a Sudas Mitzvah, but there is a concept of taking the mundane, the guf, and elevating it and sanctifying it. And these are concepts, Hanukkah concepts. The guf of the Neshama, Shnei Hafachim, they're two opposites. They parallel each other. The guf of the Neshama, they merge, they synthesize to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu together. So the letters on the dreidel, according to some, refers to, again, it's Nun Shin, Nun Goshna Gimel Hey. So they spell out the words Guf Neshama Shnei Hafachim. The Guf and the Neshama are two sides. They're two opposite sides of a coin of one person. Person has two parts: the Guf and the Neshama. And the goal is they should be synthesized. When you spin the dreidel, what are you doing when you're spinning the dreidel? It all merges into one. You can't see. That's the tafkid of a person's, what a person's meant to do in this world. If you're only meant to be a Neshama, so Hashem can keep the Neshama in Shemayim, to be just to follow the Guf in this world. Can become the worst things can happen if you just follow after the tivus of the guf. The tafkid of coming to this world is to bring together the neshama with the guf, and the neshama should sanctify the guf. The neshama should be the ikar, the guf should be the tafel, and the two should synthesize and merge. And that's what we're here to do in this world. And it has to synthesize guf neshama shnei hafachim, and you spin it. That represents the synthesis of the guf and the neshama. So this is a very profound idea. Now let me tell you one of the more popular. Some of these things you might know. Some of these are very popular. One, this idea. Let's start with the pasuk in Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash. After Klal Yisrael, it was made known to Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is the Mishnah Lamelech, and Yosef tells his father, you can't stay in Canaan, there's a famine, there's going to be a famine for another 5 years, you must come down to Mitzrayim. And finally, after great difficulty, he acquiesces, he's going to go down to Mitzrayim. But you just can't go down to Mitzrayim, there has to be a yeshiva, there has to be a Mokim Torah. So Yaakov Avinu, he sends Yehuda, v'yes Yehuda, shalach lefanov el Yosef, lehoyrois lefanov, to teach, to show the way, Goishna. where will the Jews settle in Mitzrayim? In the land of Goshen. And what will happen in Goshen? Yehuda will first set up a society, an environment, a Torah environment in the land of Goshen. And that was done with the instruction of Yaakov Avinu, v'yes Yehuda, Shalach Lefanav El Yosef, Lehoyrois Lefanav, to set up a yeshiva, Mekayim Torah, in performing Goshna. Goshna are the letters of the dreidel. Gin, Gimel, Shin, Nun, Hey. It represents the first yeshiv of Golus Leklal Yisrael. And when we commemorate the miracle of Chanukah, there was a Golus in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very strange type of holiday. We were still living in Eretz Yisrael, but the Beis HaMikdash was taken away from us. We would not have control. It was defiled, contaminated for 3 years. Yeah. And we felt ourselves in Golus in our own land.
Yeah, and because we were occupied.
By the Syrian Greeks. We were occupied and we had no control, and the chinuch of the Jewish people was in great danger. And the most important thing for Jewish continuity is Jewish education. That is the critical thing that is required, and that concept is represented in this pasuk, Yehuda Shalach Lufanov El Yosef Lohiris Lufanov Goishna, and that's why we focus on the dreidel. The dreidel is to teach, just honest, the toy for children. We want children to learn Torah. We remind the children, you learn Torah, that is the most important thing. Just like Yaakov Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim to Golus, the most important thing was Lohoyres Lofan of Goshen, should be a Mokum of Torah. That's what we want to instill in the minds of the children when they are playing with the dreidel, this concept of being always in an environment, in a place where Lohoyres, you're going to learn Torah, Goshna. Now, there's a lot of spin-offs, pun intended, on this idea of Goishna. Number one, some want to say, is that Antiochus is the same gematria as Yosef. Could be it's off by one. I just did it very quickly. If one is okay for now, off by one is okay. One in Koilel is okay, one in one. This is the morning Koilel, so the morning Koilel can be off by... the Koilel is always one, so it can be off by one. So some want to be merames that Antiochus was the king of the northern kingdom of Syria. He was the Russia. Antiochus the IV was the one that inflicted enormous damage and sorrows upon Klal Yisrael.
Seems to be right.
What?
The gematria seems to be correct.
Without even one? Perfectly correct?
You've got three of the same letters on either side.
Okay, whatever. So Antiochus is the same gematria as if, who was the hero of the Chashmonaim? Yehuda HaMakabi. So, yes, Yehuda is merames on Yehuda HaMakabi, who was the general of the Jewish people who fought against the Yevanim. Shalach Lefanov, he went forward in front, El Yosef, to fight against Antiochus. Because Yosef is the gematria of Antiochus. Where? And the pasuk concludes, Lohiris Lefan of Goishna, and the pasuk tells us that the simple meaning of the pasuk is they set up a yeshiva in Goishen. So since this pasuk is merames on the milchoma of Yehuda HaMakabi, the general of the Chashminoim, against the enemy of Klal Yisrael, Antiochus HaRasha, and in the same pasuk we have here the word Goishna, that's why these four letters have been chosen to be put on the dreidel. It's a remes, who came first, the chicken or the egg? Okay, but it's a remes where we have why these letters appear on the dreidel. I thought that was something a little bit different. Now, next issue. Everyone knows the song, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. And when you're dry and ready, or dreidel, I will play. I don't know who made this song. I don't know when it was invented, but all I know about the song is that the dreidel is made from clay. So there are some people who are very makbid to preserve the integrity of the Minhag Yisrael, and are mefakfek on this song, because the dreidel is not meant to be from clay. It's meant to be from wood. Why? Where does the dreidel come from? Where does it come from? It comes from Pasuk in Yecheskel. It's a very interesting Pasuk. In Perik Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Tez Zayin. It's a beautiful Pasuk. Famous Pasuk. V'atok ben Adam. Hashem says to Yecheskel, Kach l'cha, he's telling him to do simonim for the coming of Mashiach. And what are the simanim? This is one of the probably I'm telling you now is one of the most famous varim on the dreidel. Kach lecha etz echad. Take for yourself. Hashem tells Yecheskel. Yecheskel, take for yourself. Yecheskel perik lamed zayin. Take a piece of wood. Uchsoiv olav li Yehuda. And write on this piece of wood, Yehuda, represents the Mashiach ben David. There are two Mashiachs. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. Take on this piece of wood, write on the piece of wood, Mashiach ben David, li Yehuda. V'livnei Yisrael chaverov, and not only Yehuda, but all of the Jewish people. U'lekach eitzecha, take another piece of wood. Uchsev olav li Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef. Eitz Ephraim, v'chol beis Yisrael chaverov. And what should you do with these two pieces of wood? Wood? The karav isam echad el echad, merge them together. The two pieces of wood shall merge together to become one piece of wood. For hayu la'achadim biyadech, become one in your hand. And this represents the deeper meaning. The mafarsh represents the coming of Mashiach. Coming of Mashiach is going to be Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. They're going to work together. This can happen. That's going to happen. This one's going to die. That one's going to survive. And the gula will come. Yeah.
You say the haftarah relates to parsha. This is haftarah vayigash.
This is haftarah vayigash. Why is this the haftarah? Because here it mentions the two pieces of wood of Yehuda and Yosef. And what does the pasuk here say? This pasuk, Yaakov said, Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef. The two met. The two leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Malchus of Yehuda, the Malchus of Yosef, lehoyrois lefanav goyishna. So in this pasuk, this haftorah, this perek in Yecheskel parallels this pasuk, and it discusses a piece of wood and the two pieces of wood merging together, and it says here the word goyishna. So the dreidel, according to this approach, really captures this pasuk with the interpretation that's given to us in Yecheskel. It represents the coming of Mashiach. What's happening over here, Maisa Avos Simin Labanim, when Yaakov Avinu is going to Golus, going to Mitzrayim, he's preparing the Geula. How is he preparing the Geula? By preparing Mashiach ben Yosef with Mashiach, and the meaning of Mashiach ben Yosef with Mashiach ben David. And it's represented fully in the vision of Yecheskel with a piece of wood. And the two woods merge together. And this takes place in a place called Goyishna, which, by the way, Goyishna happens to be the gematria of Moshiach. It's in your Sefer, Michal. 358, Goyishna is the gematria Moshiach. These letters, Gimel, Shin, Nun, He, is the gematria Moshiach. And it's perfect. Pasuk with the Yecheskel. And what is it made out of? Eights, wood. So therefore, the real hardliners will only play dreidel with a wood dreidel because eights echad. The Chassam Sofer, he played dreidel. Would you believe the Chassam Sofer, after what he published, what he did for Klal Yisrael, he had time to play dreidel. He played dreidel. He played with a silver dreidel. Hiddur mitzvah. Silver. But I don't know, we're not aware of clay dreidels. But we do have. What?
Ceramic is clay.
It's all these symbols. It's just a song. What's the big deal?
The reason clay is because they had the word clay, they needed a word to write.
Good, Echanami. I didn't mean that seriously. I just want to point out that there is in the Hasidic Svar who preserved the minhag the way it was meant to be, there is such a concept of using a wood dreidel based upon the pasuk in Vayigash with the pasuk in Yecheskel, the concept of Goyishna, which has the kamacha of Mashiach. All of these things blend together, they all merge together when you spin the dreidel, and it's wood, so it's wood. That's why you go to Eichler's, they sell all different types of plastic, and they also have a whole selection of wood dreidels, because by Hasidim, they don't know, by the Hasidim, they'll only take wood dreidels. Go to the Hasidic section of Williamsburg, you're not going to find ply, you only get wood dreidels, because this is the Minhag Yisrael. The Minhag Yisrael is Eitz Echad. Okay, let me tell you another very popular var from this is in the Mechol Sefer. This is the Bnei Yisrael. It's a very, very popular var. It's seen all over the place. Is that the four letters represent the Dalet Malchios? What is Dalet Malchios? So the four Malchios, we learned this so many times, is Bavel is the first Malchus, Parasimoda is the second, Yavon, and then Edom. That's the four sides. The bottom is Klal Yisrael. The Dalet Malchios, they spin. They're busy the whole day making trouble for who? All revolving around the midpoint, the center point of Klal Yisrael. Now, how do these four letters represent the Dalet Malchios? So the Bnei Yisrael explains the Shin. What was Modai Aparas? Modai Aparas was the goalless of Haman. Haman and Achashash. What did Haman want to do to Klal Yisrael? He wanted to kill us. Simple. It's easy. So just everyone should be killed. They wanted to take away the guf. That represents the guf is the gimel, right? Is the gimel of the dreidel. What did Yavon want to do? Yavon the Seichel. He wanted to poison our minds. He didn't want to kill us. They wanted to preserve Klal Yisrael as a nice museum piece. He wanted to preserve us, but he wanted to poison the seichel. So the sin, the sin which is seichel, the shin which is the shin of the dreidel, where it corresponds to seichel, and that refers to Yavon. The Bavel. Bavel, it's hard to understand. It's very, very deep. It's nun. Is the nun is nefesh. Mm-hmm. How is the nefesh different than the seichel? I don't know exactly. This is a very deep concept. But this is the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael says that the focus of Golus of Nebuchadnezzar was to destroy the neshama.
It's really a Maharal idea.
It's a very deep idea. How is the neshama different than Yavon seichel? I don't know. You have to study very deep, very deep concepts. But this is what the Bnei Yisrael says.
Nefesh is more in the heart, and seichel is more in the mind.
Well,
emotion versus logic. Maybe it's an idea.
You have to see it in the moral concept.
It's a very deep concept, but Bavel represents the concept of destroying the neshama. That's the nun. What about Edom? It's also a very deep concept. Edom is a conglomeration. Edom is a corporate modern day America. A conglomeration. You have a portfolio. You got everything in the portfolio, everything you could possibly imagine, all the stocks and bonds, you're diversified as could possibly be. That is Golus Edom. Edom is a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We're going to destroy the neshama, the seichel, and the guf.
All of those strategies.
Everything put together. That's the hey, ha, coil. This is the Bnei Yisrael. Pav Bnei Yisrael, the four letters corresponding to the four malchios, guf, seichel, neshama, and hakol. Those are the four sides, and they all spin around the focal point, Klal Yisrael. They're all trying to make trouble for Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's go to another idea.
Yishmael is also part of Edom.
Yishmael is part of Edom. That is the simple understanding. Yes, simple understanding. Yes. Okay. Another very short idea is the dreidel only spins, only is able to stand erect when it's spinning. When the force of the movement stops, it collapses. It's a muscle for Klal Yisrael. If you want to stand, you want to be an oimate to accomplish, you have to produce. If you just, there's no such thing as a parve yid. If you just sit back and do nothing, you neifel. You're going to go nowhere. Not going to go nowhere, a person can sink very, very low. You always have to be moving. You always have to be in motion. When you are in motion, that is when you stand that you are at your best. That's the Musar Haskel to learn, to teach children. Children, you got to move, you got to do something. If you're in a state of movement, you're an ornate. The dreidel looks good when it's spinning as fast as possibly can. When it begins to slow down, it wobbles. That's not an accomplishment. That's a Musar Haskel of the dreidel. Okay. Another idea. Okay, we all know this is a very popular idea, just to run by very quickly. Everyone knows that the difference between the grager and the dreidel. The grager, you spin from below. Everyone knows in Purim, you spin from below, and the dreidel, you spin from on top. Why? Because in Chanukah, it was a divine gift. We didn't deserve the miracle of Chanukah. Isra'ata dile'ela. Hashem, he brought things about for us from above. Purim, we earned. Leich kinois es kol ha-yehudim. Everyone get together. We spun it. We caused the events milamata. The grager you hold below. You spin the grager from below. The dreidel you spin from above. Spinning from below means that we accomplish here on this world. Above means in heaven they're doing things on our behalf. Chanukah, Hashem did most of the work. We did a little bit. But Hashem did most of the work for us. He spun things from above and caused things to happen on this world. Purim, we get more credit, because in Purim we got involved and we spun things from below. Now, on that note, it's a very fascinating idea. Some want to learn that Chanukah is an extension of the miracle of Purim. Incredible idea. That we look at Hanukkah as two separate holidays. There was the miracle of Purim that took place during the time in between the Da'ai Yisrish and the Ba'ai Sheni, and then now there's a whole new miracle Hanukkah. Not necessarily true. This has to be studied in much greater depth. Hanukkah, there's no Kislev Kodesh. There's nothing from the Tanakh. It's only from the Apocrypha that you find Hanukkah. The Sefer Maccabees, Sefer Yehudis, but you don't have a Sefer. Yeah, only Purim is the last of the miracles that is written. The miracle of Hanukkah, in many respects, is rooted, even though it took place about 200 years later, it has to be studied. We can't go through this now. Maybe we'll talk about this in the next week. Is rooted in Purim. Unbelievable. The whole new idea. Hanukkah is rooted in Purim. The dreidel, it says, Neis Gadol Haya Shom. Where is Shom? According to some of our Shem, Shom means Purim. It was a reminder. The miracle of Hanukkah was a reawakening, a reminder of the miracle of Purim. Neis Gadol Haya Shom, 200 years ago, back in the time of Purim. So the dreidel is the synthesis of Hanukkah and Purim. It brings, it comes, the two come together. Keep this idea in mind when you come to different inyanim where you find the synthesis of Hanukkah and Purim. Here's another idea: you spin the dreidel, the hapachu. I have an ahapachu. Things just, what's over here today is the other side tomorrow. Neis gadol hayasham in the time of Purim. Okay, let's go on to another idea. I'm almost finished. There was one last thing I'm going to tell you at the very, very end. I want to say it at the very end. Before I get to that, I want to make sure I've covered everything I wanted to tell you. Okay, the simple reason given for them, this, like the Aleph base, it's brought down in some of the poskim, why dreidel came to be, like, besides the legend of playing dreidel in order not to be caught by the government officials who prohibited learning Torah, is you want to keep the children awake. That Hanukkah, for small children, they go to sleep, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, whenever it is, until the father comes home from work, comes home from shul. So children fall, just like on Pesach, you do different things, there are different techniques that are employed to keep the children awake. You let them steal the afikomen, you give them nuts, you give them goodies, and you do this, and you do that. The dreidel came into existence, according to some, as a technique to keep them up until the father comes home from work and you can light the Hanukkah licht together. So it was a game to keep them interested and keep them awake. Okay. Okay, I think I pretty covered everything, and I'll tell you the last of art in just one moment. Okay, one. Okay, and there's another very important idea, is that the letters Goyishna also spell out Gimel Shana. Gimel, right? Just arrange the letters differently. Gimel Shana. What's the significance of Gimel Shana? So there are a few. Some of them, the Gimel stands for Gemar. We all know that the Kvitel of the year is Hanukkah. Even though the Kvitel is Yom Kippur, is the Chasima, and then you have an Hoshana Rabbah, and then you have a Shmini Atzeres. But if you're really, really desperate, you can still change the Gezerah until Hanukkah. And this Merum is in Bikurim. You can bring Bikurim, are meant to be brought on Yom Tif, are meant to be brought on Shmini Atzeres, by the Shalosh Regalim. But if you don't bring Bikurim by the end of the Shalosh Regalim, you can bring the Bikurim until Hanukkah. And Chazal learned from this is that the Gemar Din, if a person has a Gezerah, he has still hope, he can still reverse the Gezerah until Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the Gemar Din. So Gimel Shana, when you spin the dreidel, you realize now it's over. It's now the Gemar Shana, and let the dice fall where they may.
Gimel. Hanukkah is like.
Right, it's one of the places where Hanukkah appears in the Mishnah is the Gemar Shana. Another idea, a very simple idea, is how many years was the core of the Tzar of Hanukkah? 3 years. for exactly three years was the time when the Beis HaMikdash was defiled and removed from the control of Klal Yisrael. The miracle, the Tkuf of Chanukah, took place over a 50-year period. There were Tsaris and the Gzeris, and even when the miracle of Chanukah never happened, it wasn't over. There were wars that continued to last for 25 more years. But the worst part, the most severe Tkufa of the Chanukah, or the Beis HaMikdash, were exactly 3 years from the 25th day of Kislev to the 25th day of Kislev, where we had no control of the Beis HaMikdash. It was completely defiled. They were offering sacrifices to idols and doing all these strange things, and it became dirty, and there were squatters, and all these terrible things happened. 3 years. Gimel Shana, that's what it says on the dreidel, Gimel Shana. It was a tkufa, 3 years, and after 3 years we were zochah to the miracle. Others will learn that who plays with the dreidel? Children. Children, what do you do when they reach their third birthday? You teach them the Aleph Beis, you begin to teach them Torah. Gimel Shanim Yuhu Arelim, they learned for 3 years, the children, you let them do whatever they want. Uvashana Harvias Kodesh LaHashem. Once you come to the fourth year, that's why it's a minhag Yisrael. They have today the Aleph Beis, and they dip the honey, and they lick the letters, upsharon, and all the ceremony, and the tzitzis, and the pomp, and all the things that go along today. When the child becomes 3 years old, it's because the first 3 years he's like together arelim, like fruit. You don't eat the fruit. So that's, and who plays with the dreidel? The children. And what's dreidel for? It was used to teach them how to Torah. Gimel Shana. Now that Gimel Shana is over, now it's time to become a man. No more games, no more toys. You can play with the dreidel for 3 years, for Gimel Shana. After the Gimel Shana is up, you have to recognize it's now time to mature, become an adult, and focus on Yirah Shemayim. Okay, now, one last spot. This last spot I like very much. And that is a Medrash. The Medrash says that the land of Goshen was given as a gift to Sarah Imenu. When? Back in Parshas Lech Lecha. Was it Lech Lecha? I think over here. Avram went to Mitzrayim. There was a famine. He had no choice but to go to Egypt. He comes there and they see his wife and she's taken away. Mm-hmm. Who are you? I'm not going to say I'm her husband. They'll kill me instantly. I'm her brother. Oh, you're her brother. Oh, wonderful. You're not her husband. Thank God. If you were his brother, her husband will kill you in a moment. Oh, we'll give you gifts. Very nice. And then, Vayinag Hashem Esparo, the other Nega. Hashem comes, what are you doing? And he releases Sarah. You didn't tell me this is your wife. So on and so forth. And Paro says, listen, I have caused you tsar. You know what? Let me give you a gift. I'm the king of Egypt. You can have the best land. I'm giving Sarah Imenu the land of Goshen. I'm giving Sarah the land that's yours. I write a document, it's your land. Why did Yaakov Avinu tell the Jewish people to settle in the land of Goshen when they went down to Egypt? It's because it was his possession. I don't want to be a squatter. I'm a guest. This is my grandmother. Yaakov Avinu, that's my entitlement. I got this. I be Yerusha. I have the star. Here, Gosho Paro, the star. Eretz Goshen. This land was given to my grandmother, Sari Menu, when she was harassed, when she came down to Egypt. I'm not a squatter. It's my land. It's be Yerusha. Eretz Goshen. It was the gift. The Nela Goshen, when you write on the dreidel, Goshna, this Yehuda, Sholach, Lefon of Lahoris, Yosef Goshna, it's a zeche for Sari Menu. Sari Menu. Sari Menu, that says a lot about Chanukah. First of all, we know that Chanukah has a lot to do with women. We discussed that last week. Yehudis, there's a lot of commemoration, a lot of kavod given to women in Chanukah because of Yehudis and because of they don't do melacha when the neres are lit. There's much commemoration. But on the menorah and the dreidel itself, Goshna, it's the gift that was given to Sari Menu. Now, what do we know about Sari Menu? Where in the Torah do we find the first time the miracle of Chanukah? First makar for the miracle of Chanukah. Where do we find the remez? So I'll tell you where the remez is. It's in Parashas Chayisara. In Parashas Chayisara, when Yitzchak Avinu gets married, the Pasuk says, Paperik Chof Dalid Pasuk Samach Zayin Vayivieho Yitzchak Ho'oihela Sarah Imo. He brings Rivka into the tent of his mother Sarah, the oil of Sarah. The lamp, the oil, you have different types of tents. You have a tent, a little tent, you have a big tent. The land is my tent. Because the whole area of the shul is our oil. The oil of Sarah Imo. Vayikach es Rivka vatihilo liisha vayeho veho. Vayinochem Yitzchak achare Imo. Rashi, Pasik Samach Zayin. Vayivieho oilo. And Rashi says, Vayivieho oilo. And Sarah Imo. Rivka became Sarah. What does that mean? She became Sarah. Vahari Sarimo Kiloimar. What does that mean? That Rivka was the Gilgal. Rivka became Sarah. What does this mean? Rati says Kiloimar. The Naseis Dugma Sarimo. She calls man. She Sarah Kayemes. Hoyener Doluk. May Erev Shabbos le Erev Shabbos. It lasts for 8 days. She lit the candle on Friday. And it was still going 8 days later.
When she died, stopped.
Amazing. Chanukah. The miracle of Chanukah. Sarah, the oil of Sarah, was the miracle of Chanukah. Ubracha mitsuya bi'isa. There was a bracha in the Isa. You have some Chanukah donuts. Bi'isa. The on kosher ala oil. There was a tent kosher ala oil. Umishemesa. Pasku. Shabbos Rivka. When Rivka now, it caused you. So look at that. On the dreidel, you play with the dreidel in front of the Chanukah candles. Goyishna. What's Goyishna? Goyishna is the land of Sari Imenu. It's the oil of Sari Imenu. And in the oil of Sari Imenu, the candles are lit for 8 days. The Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. Aremis. And besides, you can say that Sari Tzuchoyk Asali. And who is this? Who's playing? Who's doing this? Yitzchak. Who is Yitzchak? Tzuchoyk. Tzachayk asal yelchim. What is tzachayk? Tzachayk means a game. It means happiness, joy. It's a tzachayk. Playing with the dreidel is a tzachayk. Tzachayk asal yelchim kol hashana yitzachak li. You're doing the tzachayk. And what's the tzachayk? The tzachayk of Sarah. What's Sarah? The oil of Sarah. What's the oil of Sarah? The ner goes, the Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. So this is a remez to what we have here for the dreidel. Okay.